What actually happened was that when Ringo came to the session for the first time, nobody told me that he was coming. I'd already booked Andy White, and I told Brian Epstein I was going to do this. I said, I just want the three others, and that's fine. Ringo turns up expecting to play. I said, well, you know, I've been bitten once. I'm not going to have that. I don't even know who you are. Mm. We're going to have Andy White, thank you very much.
No, I was devastated. I came down ready to roll, and we've got Andy White, the professional drummer.
Oh, dear. That's
all. But he's apologised several times since as old George Martin.
It was quite normal in those days to find material for artists by going to Tin Pan Alley and listening to all the publishers' wares. I mean, that was a regular part of my life. I would spend a long time looking for songs. And the songs I was looking for the Beatles was really a hit song. It didn't matter, so long as it suited the group. And Love Me Do, as I say, was the best one they were able to offer. The kind of song I was looking for, I did actually find. And that was a song by Mitch Murray called How Do You Do It? And I was convinced this was a hit song.
How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew.
Not a great piece of songwriting, you know, it wasn't the most marvellous song I'd ever heard in my life, but I thought it had that essential element which would appeal to a lot of people.
How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew how you do it to me, I'd do it to you. How do you do what you do to me? I'm feeling blue. Wish I knew how you do it to me, but I have no clue. You give me a feeling in my heart, ooh la la, like an arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very small, but won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew how you do it to me, I'd do it to you. You think you're very smart, but won't you tell me how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. Wish I knew how you do it to me. I do it to you. Wish I knew how you do it to me. I do it to you. Wish I knew how you do it to me. I do it to you.
George said, well, it's a number one song. You want a number one? This is it. We said, yeah, but we cannot go back up to Liverpool singing that. We cannot be seen with that song.
So we never issued How Do You Do It? But I did later give it to Jerry and the Pacemakers, and it did become number one.
How do you do what you do to me? I wish I knew. If I knew how you do it to me, I do it to you.
So George Martin says, well, have you got anything you'd like to do? We said, we've got a song called Please Please Me. This is one John had just written. And it was kind of slow Roy Orbison kind of thing. Come on, dum, dum, come on, please, please me. Big note at the end, just like Orbison.
And I'd heard Roy Orbison doing Only the Lonely or something. And I was trying to please me, that's where that came from. And also, I was always intrigued by the words of please lend your little ears to my please, Bing Crosby song. Mm-hmm. I was always intrigued by the double use of the word please.
And I said, okay, we'll give it a whirl. Let's try your song. Let's see if it works.
Come on, 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 come on,
love me do. Whoa, love me do. Love me, dear.